Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
And gentlemen, let's get ready to be inspired! Introducing in the red corner, American Tennis! And introducing in the blue corner, your host for American Tennis, Mr. Chuck Griese! Ladies and gentlemen, time to get in the game.
And good morning once again. This is Coach Chuck Griese, and it is the day before Thanksgiving, November 27, 2013. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And folks, we've got a little bit different format this morning, and I wanted to tell you that each day, first of all, each week, we have American Tennis. It's every Wednesday at 12 to 1 on the UR Tennis Network. This is Blog Talk Radio, but you can get all of the shows on your iTunes app, on your iPhones. Go to UR Tennis Network, and you can get each and every one of the American Tennis shows every Wednesday from 12 to 1 is when I come on. My website is chuckcreasy.net. If you'll go here, you can get each and every blog that I write, all of the former shows that we've had on, and also you will get the update on the camps that I'll be running. I want to remind you that I will be doing a competition camp at the Citadel December 2021 and 22. But I wanted to go right away into what our show is going to be today. We've got a Thanksgiving show, and this is counting your tennis blessings one by one by one. And aren't we extremely blessed to have been introduced to this game at one time or another in our lifetime? And everybody that I have ever met that's in the game gets the type of blessings that are not direct. They're usually indirect. This is a deferred gratification teacher for sure. The life lessons and all the life situations that we have gotten from tennis are extremely powerful and extremely important. Every time that I come onto the show, I remind you of the saying by Edmund Burke that all that it takes for evil to prosper is for good men, good people to do nothing, that stand by the wayside and do nothing. Well, you know, blessings, most of the time we call the blessings that we have and grace that we get, wonderful things that we get that we usually don't deserve. Different from mercy, I've been told that mercy is not getting what we do deserve and blessings in the grace that we get for the things getting things that we don't deserve. And today, instead of talking about the things that are going wrong in the world of tennis, and boy, we have some. Every week we talk about one of the Civil War events that are going on, not just in maybe junior tennis, 10 and under tennis, but also college tennis, and what's happening also in the professional tennis arena, and what the battles that are going on to try to get some of our players up to the top again. Dang it, didn't it bother most of you that to see the Czech Republic playing Serbia? Come on, those are not, you know, the landmark sports countries, but it ought to be a indication, and it ought to be a strong message sent to us that even with all of the tools that we have, all of the finances, all of the facilities, all of the coaching, all of the knowledge and everything that we have, we're doing something wrong. That is an in-your-face statement that America, with all of the things that we have, it's not about opportunity, and it's about not about stuff. It's about downright hunger. So you have the Czech Republic playing Serbia in the finals of Davis Cup. And we are blessed beyond belief in this country, and we have so many wonderful things going on that we need to just stop and be able to count them one by one by one. Today I've asked a lot of my friends, my tennis friends and coaches, to come on to the show and be able to share with you some of their blessings. I'll be able to put in a few of my 250, 260 blessings probably I've had over my life because of tennis. But I just see where somebody has clicked on here already, and it is an 843 number. Is this one of the great – Coach Higgins, is this you? Who is this?
Yes, this is Tom Higgins.
Coach Tom Higgins, and I want to preference, we're going to have a lot of people on today, Coach, but I want to just be able to talk about you here for a second, first of all. I always go into your long list of experiences. I don't want to, you know, everybody's got the accolades, everybody's got something they can pull off the computer about them today, good and bad, but Coach, you know, you go back all the way to working for the FBI back right after serving, and you were a Vietnam veteran serving
that.
In the service.
Did that.
Worked for J. Edgar Hoover, was in the FBI. Actually, you were the one that Spiro Agnew hit in the back of the head with the tennis ball. And
some
people remember Ford hitting somebody with a golf ball, but only a few of us remember Spiro Agnew hitting somebody. And that was you. Then you coached Eastern Kentucky all those years, nearly 30 years. And you coached here in Charleston, Portugal, you know, for all those years, many state championships. And I have considered it a blessing to have you as a friend. But today we're talking about blessings from tennis. And I'm going to turn over to you here a minute, Coach, if you could just talk about some of your blessings and Thanksgiving blessings that you've had.
Well, gosh, I like to think of it kind of categorized two ways. I like to think of it collectively, and I think everybody can agree with the freedoms we have living in this country. Gosh, the freedoms we've got first enabled us to work as hard as we can and have a work ethic and be able to coach, to play, and to coach tennis. That's a collective Thanksgiving right there for everybody. And then individually, I like to think of it the second way. You know, as I've learned in coaching, that what is simplest is generally what is best. I like to come up with an acronym, you know, V Victor. In other words, I'm vertical and I'm ventilating, you know, gosh, I like to...
Wait a minute, Coach, you're giving your age away here. I just got some bumper stickers for the elderly... you're vertical and what now, Coach?
And I'm ventilating.
And you're ventilating. Okay. All right. That's a good one.
And so really, you know, I have the occasion to visit a nursing home at least once a week to kind of tend to and some of the needs of my mother-in-law. And gosh, it makes me appreciate just being able to get from point A to point B, because I get a little down going in there, but as I'm walking out, I'm the one walking out, and they've got to stay, you know. So I really appreciate that, And that I really enjoy working with the kids at this stage in my life, and I think health is one of those things that you don't appreciate while you're younger, but as you grow older, you appreciate it day by day by day. My grandmother once said that if you've got health, you've got everything, you know. And so this is true, and I apply that individually and collectively to just simply being able to go out and teach tennis and work with it and coach tennis right now, because if I didn't have health, you know, gosh, I wouldn't have anything else, you know. And so, so those are my two simple way of putting it.
Okay, the vertical inventor. Be good. I've just had another come on in here. This is, I think, Coach Chuck Waldron. Are you on, Waldron?
Hey, good morning,
Coach
or
Waldron.
Actually, good afternoon. Yes,
good
sir.
Afternoon to you. And let me preface, I got to give a little intro to people. This is Coach Chuck Waldron, and we also have Coach Tom Higgins on the line today. We're counting our blessings one by one, folks, here on the Thanksgiving edition of American Tennis. This is Chuck Creasy. But Tom Higgins just said his biggest blessings were that he is vertical and he's ventilating. And all the things. So, Coach Waldron, I don't know if you can match up with that one, but I'll give some of your accolades here in a second. But I'll let you. Can you match up with one as good as that? Vertical and ventilating.
No need to send any accolades. But I mean, because I would like to hear that from Higgins all over again, because I'm the same way. I'm thankful for my health. I'm vertical. I say that often. I'm thankful to be vertical. After going what I've gone through with my health issues, I'm thankful that I'm coaching kids again and still doing it. And I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful for our kids. And you know, I'm thankful that I'm able to be talking to you on the show, Chuck.
Well, you're one of the best. Folks, Chuck Waldron has put 104 youngsters into college tennis programs on scholarships, and we've often had him on the phone to, in the show to talk about how things have dried up out in the country areas. Most of this happened before 5 years ago, Coach Higgins, when they went to this daggone point system where kids are chasing points all over crazy, and the unintended circumstances of that is really been a culprit in really preventing kids in from the country and kids from places where it's not easy to play tennis from getting enough reps. But Coach Waldron has a program there at Presbyterian College and in the city of Clinton, which has great heritage. Coach Waldron, Coach Higgins, do you know about the history of Clinton tennis, by the way, in the state of South Carolina?
Years and years ago, there was an old coach that I got to be friends with, and gosh, this has been some time ago. Jim Shakespeare was the tennis coach for many years at Presbyterian, and then we used to come down at Eastern Kentucky and play them every year, you know. And my first couple of years, I fell into being a little naive as a coach. I said, "Gosh, Presbyterian, gosh, that's got to be a small school. They can't be very good." And I got to admit, I'm not sure. Out of the three or four times we played them, I think we just beat them one time, and I think they beat us.
They smacked you. They smacked you around, Coach.
Oh yeah,
they did
a lot
of people.
I've been smacked around so much. I'm just glad. I'm just like Coach Waldron. I'm just glad to be here, and I'm blessed just to be here at this point. And I've got you guys my age a little bit, so maybe you young guys, if you don't quite appreciate that health issue now, you will. You know, because I'm just
Waldron.
Glad to be here.
Coach Waldron, go ahead, jump in. Talk about your blessings there in Clinton and some of the people.
I was a kid watching those Eastern Kentucky PC matches, which inspired me to become a player. I remember Coach Higgins coming through with those teams, and y'all were good. Y'all were very, very good. Coach Shakespeare gave me my first lessons. So
is that right?
Yes, sir. And I think he's living in Richmond now. And
is that
he's still
right?
Coaching tennis. Still coaching,
good,
still
good.
Playing a high level.
Well, the beauty, guys, is that a town of Clinton, South Carolina, can't be more than 30,000, 40,000 people there. How many people in Clinton?
5,000, Chuck.
5,000 people became an icon in tennis in the South, and people around the country knew of Presbyterian tennis with Coach Jim Layton, Coach Shakespeare. Coach Waldron, you've been there giving your heart for years to those youngsters. Tennis is synonymous with the town of Clinton for, and you're one of the people in the Hall of Fame there, by the way. I'll let people know that. But the point is because if you had initiative and energy on the ground and you were one of the ground troops, you could make things happen. A man of enthusiasm could make things happen. But this daggone point system, folks, we got to talk about this a lot. These kids, you know, it really, besides the kids chasing the points and besides it, there not being much penalty for losing, you know, and people feel philosophically, Coach Higgins and Coach Waldron will say, well, you know, hey, listen, you know, losing, you know, that's negative maybe. But as a coach, we know that the pain of losing and the joy of winning are the two things that motivate a youngster. And this daggone point system has done that. But the culprit, the worst daggone thing that they've ever done is that they hamstring people. They hamstring people with this system, and they keep people from becoming entrepreneurs on the ground. You know, and that is where everybody learns to give their hearts, and they believe that I could come from a small town there and be great. So that's, I'm going to, look, we have another caller who's just come on, area code 864-871. Are you on there this morning? Area code 871, or 864-871. Okay. All right, caller, if you would like to get onto the show here this morning, we'd love to have you on there, okay? So I just cut off. I think I just cut off. Okay, I got it now. Area code 864-871, 1808. Are you on the line?
That's me, Chuck. That's me, Chuck.
That's
Coach
you.
Robert.
Okay. I think I have area code 803. Is area code 803 on the line there? 979. I think I know who that might be. Is that Coach Springlemeyer?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the line. Okay, you're on the line with Coach Waldron, and you're on the line with also with Coach Tom Higgins down here of Eastern Kentucky. And today we're counting our blessings one by one by one. Could I make this intro about you, Springlemeyer? Mike Springlemeyer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mike Springlemeyer, one of the best technicians that I've ever met in the sport of tennis, and has taught so many youngsters, including his son, who was the only player in NCAA history to win both the John Van Nostrand and the National Senior Player of the Year Award in 1 year. Also, you know, with the fine professional career, reaching 92 in the world and those things. But Mike Springlemeyer's quote, guys, is something that I use all the time to myself and to others. And he said, this is how you keep from self-sabotaging things when good things happen. When good things happen in your life, you say, basically, what is God, how does God want me to take care of this blessing that he has given me? Also, if when bad things happen, basically, Springlemeyer taught me a long time ago, what is God trying to teach you? And therefore, people don't self-sabotage. Springlemeyer, did I get that quote pretty close?
Yeah, that's close, Chuck. I did want to get on and tell you, you know, I guess this is a session about how tennis has blessed you.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, first statement is that, you know, it's really not tennis that's blessed me. God has done all the blessing. It's just that he's used the vehicle of tennis to do it. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a 4-year scholarship to college. Was able to play on the tour a little bit. I've been employed in the tennis business for the last 44 years, so that's been a blessing. Obviously, travel, and then through travel and tennis, being able to meet others that also have the same passion for the sport that I do. And then, as you already mentioned, being able to teach a lot of people the sport, and then including my own children and now even their children. So that's how the Lord used it to bless me.
Well, I think the people on the line here are in agreement. Coach Higgins?
Oh, yeah, gosh, that's well said. That could not be said better. And I really like what you said about tennis being a vehicle or a tool to let you get out God's message. I think that's absolutely that's well said. You know, that couldn't be said better.
Coach Waldron, you want to share any thoughts about Springlemeyer? Springlemeyer-isms are some of the bold things that Mike Springlemeyer will hit you in the head with, and you'll go, whoa, where'd that come from? But that will stay with you. Anything there, Coach Waldron?
Right now, Mike, so next time I have to speak in front of a bunch of people, I can use it. That's awesome. Very good. Very well done.
Well, the blessings are there for all of us. Mike, you want to give a little bit about, you know, just talk about tennis as you were growing up and you know, how it's changed, and if you were in charge of things, what you know, this is to count our blessings, but where do you see tennis going? How, you know, you coming up pretty simple. All of us came up pretty much the same way as tennis giving us these blessings.
Well, I heard you mention something earlier about small towns. I mean, I grew up in Iowa, and, of course, you could only play tennis pretty much in the summers, but we were fortunate enough to live about a half a block away from six concrete courts with wire nets, and my brothers, older brothers played, and my older sisters played, and so it was kind of a family thing. A lot of people in the summer when it was too hot were down at the swimming pool, and we were out on the tennis court. But back then there was a lot of play going on, and you know, where I see tennis going, I just like to see it go back to some of its roots, especially when it comes to the referee aspect. Growing up, we never had referees out on the court. We were able to handle any adversity. In fact, I think it made you a better person. In fact, in the juniors, we were called on sometimes to call lines for the other kids, like in the finals. If we weren't in the finals and we were still there, then we were the ones that were called on to call lines. But I don't think it's a good idea the way it's going now with all the referees.
Explain that, Mike, a little bit, and then you get the other coaches jump in there a little bit if you have similar points of view. With the referees, people would say, well, how's my son or daughter going to get a fair shake? How did you get a fair shake? I mean, tell them how.
Well, I mean, back then it was, you know, your reputation was important. You didn't want someone calling you a cheater. So, you know, basically, you know, morals were instilled in us growing up. And today they've kind of taken that away and given it to somebody else to police you. I think it's more important for the individual to be able to be social and do what's right, and that includes on the tennis court.
Coach Waldron.
I totally agree. We started some tennis tournaments here in Clinton. We call it the Callaway Championships, and we do it every one tournament a month. And the kids are out there making their own calls, and to help the younger ones, we have the older kids help them with the scorekeeping. But, yeah, I agree with him wholeheartedly. My dad used to call it situation ethics. Have changed things so much. And I agree with Mike totally about we as parents and as neighborhoods should be bringing our kids up a better way than we are now. And totally agree with him.
Gosh, Mike, I totally agree with you. I know I grew up kind of in a rural area as well, and there was nothing wrong. You would compete just as hard, but there was nothing wrong that if there was a questionable call, you know, you'd just acquiesce and say, gosh, let's play the point again, you know, and that was kind of an accepted practice. Good golly, there's nothing wrong with playing it again. And then win or lose, said, well, that ball must have been out. You know, oh, that never happens anymore. In fact, you're casting the role a little bit if you play the point again or acquiesce to your opponent's question. Your cast is being a little bit weak, you know. So, gosh, that doesn't happen anymore. So, I don't see anything wrong with replaying a point. But we got that old adage: a ball is either in or out, you know. And so, so I don't see that occurring much anymore. And I think that adage, it's in or out, gave rise to a lot of the umpires, a lot of the referees, and I saw this really come about probably 71, 72, 73. It really kind of asserted itself. And, of course, you're always going to have people that would take advantage of it. But like you said, Mike, you didn't want that hanging on your head that you're a hooker or a cheater. You know, so everybody's reputation was a little bit excessive.
Coach Higgins, you coached 10 years of high school tennis. What do you do for a referee's error or calls, or do you have to have a referee?
No, we don't. In fact, it's just as competitive, and I've tried to instill that in our kids a little bit, that there's nothing wrong with playing the ball again, you know, and of course there's no such thing as a retaliatory call, and so we try to handle it, and obviously there's going to be people that would take advantage of that. You know, but surprisingly, 98 to 99% of the calls are, and my buzzword is, you call them with conviction. Sure, you're going to miss an occasional call, but if a guy's just steadfast in his objections, play the dad blame thing again.
Well, would you guys agree that integrity is based on personal morals more than it is rules?
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's where we are. I always said rules never keep a dishonest person from breaking rules. It only stimulates the levels of deviance. The problem with too many rules is it impedes everybody from their creativity and doing what they need to. I'm sure hoping you guys can hang on a minute while we go to a commercial. We'll be right back with American Tennis, and today is a day that we count our blessings one by one by one. Well, this is Coach Chuck Creasy, and I wanted to talk to you a minute today about the sport of tennis. And isn't it a crazy sport? It's sort of like chasing a cat. They say that the more you chase a cat, the more it runs from you, and if you just sit down and relax, it comes and jumps in your lap. This is sort of the game of tennis. Maybe tennis should be called first you have it, then you don't. It's so much more than just forehands and backhands. It is truly a game of momentum and momentum control. Have you ever wondered if you could control the magic power of momentum, how beneficial it would be for your competition? Send your children to our training camp. It's a competition camp at the Citadel, December 20, 21, and 22 this year. Go to chuckcreasy.net, chuckcreasy.net. Look at the campsite and the website where we have all of the information there. You can go to the blog. There's information there as well. By the way, you can go to the blog and get all of the American tennis programs from this past year. Learn how to control the power of momentum. Your youngsters will learn what to do and how to think on the court under pressure situation. That's come to the Citadel for a competition camp, December 20th. The 22. ChuckCreasy.net is where you get the information, and stay in touch with American Tennis each week.
Heart seeing foreign cars.
these wonderful coaches we have on the line have been making them in America for a long time. Coach Mike Springlemeyer, Coach Chuck Waldron, Coach Tom Higgins, and we have just had another caller come on the line today. Coach, area code 412, is who's this, please? Area code 412.
Chuck, it's Coach Alex Slezak. How are you?
Coach Alex Slezak. Guys, Coach Alex Slezak is a wonderful coach from up in Pittsburgh, and just like Coach Tom Higgins, your high school coach. Talk about your program a little bit, Coach Alex, and what you're up to, and we're counting our blessings today one by one. We'd love for you to talk about a few things.
Well, I coach high school tennis in Fox Chapel, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb outside of Pittsburgh, and coach the girls' tennis team, which can do our weather up here is in the fall, and then the boys start again in the spring. And, I'm just really thankful for to be able to just go out and coach every day and have a positive influence on other people's lives. And I'm thankful for this show, too, because it's a positive influence on my life as well.
Well, thanks, Alex. And, the sport of tennis is the way that you reach children, right? The vehicle. Mike Springlemeyer already talked about this. It's the vehicle you use, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I just caught the tail end right before you were going to the commercial, but I think you were talking about integrity and all these things. I can't tell you how many times, with the teams, we have these things that come up, and we're just able to teach them, basically lessons that they can use for their whole life. I was telling the kids the one time about a story between a GPS and a compass. The GPS is the navigation thing that puts in your car, and it just kind of puts you on autopilot and tells you where to go. But if you get lost in the wilderness, you need a compass. And what you need in your life is a moral compass, basically, to guide you when you're in uncharted territory. And tennis is just a vehicle that allows you to teach things like that, and it's a great, great sport.
Well, we might be GPSing too many people's lives. We just had another caller, area code 803. Who's this, 331-8656?
Hey, Chuck, this is Mark.
Mark Hancock.
Yes.
From Columbia, Lexington. Mark, welcome onto the show. We've got Mike Springlemeyer, Coach Alex Slezak, Coach Waldron, and the great Coach Tom Higgins with over 15,000 days of coaching.
So, well, Chuck, I'd like to start off by saying thank you for your show. I learned so much as a tennis coach and a tennis professional just by listening. And I've learned that when I'm around you to listen twice as much as I talk, because every time you say something, I want to write it down and say, oh, that's good stuff. I want to use that later. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, Mark. But this is the Thanksgiving. Count our blessings one by one in tennis. Can you talk about your blessings real quickly? I want to go to Springlemeyer here in a second, Mike. If you're busy, please don't get off. I want to go into depth about the self-sabotage. This has been one of the greatest tools you've ever taught me about being able to, embrace God's blessings, and then what happens when God gives you a curveball. But go ahead, Mark.
Well, I'd like to say, unfortunately today I've been on the road. I hadn't really had a chance to listen to all your show, but just to know that I get up and get to impact young people's lives and sometimes even adults in a positive way. They don't get that a lot in school. They don't get that a lot at home sometimes. And when I'm tired and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this for another hour today, I think this could be the day. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity, and it keeps me going and motivated.
Mark, thanks. Coach Tom Higgins, real quick, in your Sunday school class about 4 weeks back, I've drawn your circle of influences about 20 times now for people that you described in that Sunday school class. Can you talk about that, about the circles around a youngster?
Sure. I do better with an old-fashioned chalkboard. But in the center of the concentric circle is the individual. Well, the first person, the first sphere of influence in next concentric circle would probably be the family, mother and father. The next concentric circle would probably be the school. You could make an argument one way or the other. And the next concentric circle would be, and the way I grew up, the next concentric circle would be the coach, you know. So, golly, the first thing I was supposed to listen to as I grew up, I was supposed to listen to what my mother and dad said. You know, now, as all boys, you question that somewhat, but the next thing I was supposed to listen to was my minister, and the third thing I was supposed to listen to was my coach. If my coach told me to start running at daylight and quit at dark, my parents would just point, say, hit it, you know, and go do it. Well, the next concentric circle would be school, and then when those circles start eroding, starting with the family influence, the next thing you know, the last concentric circle would be law enforcement. You know, and having done my time as an agent with the FBI, that explains a little bit why there's increasing number of assaults on law enforcement officers, because these smaller concentric circles are eroding. You know, and that last concentric circle, that of law enforcement, is the last group of people that are telling the little individual what he cannot do. And so a lot of times they kids will just react negatively to every law enforcement officer going. And that explains a little bit, you know. So,
Coach, I don't know if we've had better wisdom than that. You know, to explain some of our problems, and you know, I'm glad that you can express that. Springlemeyer, I'm really, this concept of self-sabotage, how people have blessings and then they just basically throw them away, whether it's a millionaire winning the lottery, they throw them away, or it's a new house, a new car, a new achievement. They throw them away, and then on the other end of that, they crack when tough times come. You know, would you mind talking about, you know, your concept you shared with me in a little bit more detail a couple years ago?
Well, Chuck, I mean, you stated it pretty well. I think at the root of that problem, you know, I've used this with not just tennis players, but you know, again, with the circle idea, you know, the individual, when they're born, all the arrows, you know, if you draw a circle and draw a bunch of arrows pointing at that circle, all the emphasis is on that individual. Obviously, when they're a child, they need a lot of help from parents and everyone. So the emphasis is on the child. But what's supposed to happen in an individual's life is that as they mature and grow up, some of those arrows are supposed to start pointing out. I think what part of the problem is it comes down really to coaches and to parents emphasizing the wrong thing. They if, you know, somebody gets a good player, they cater to them so much that maybe a little too much, and the player is just catered to the point where they think they're the center of the universe. And you know, when you mature, if you're a mature individual, there aren't supposed to be any arrows pointing at you. They're all supposed to be pointing out. You're supposed to be helping others. And, you know, so, again, people aren't developing the character of the player. And that's where the emphasis is wrong. I think it's too much on winning. It's not enough on character building. So, again, parents, if you're a good coach, you need to, you know, explain that to the parents. You need to explain it to the child. Again, it's, you know, the coach or the referees, you know, they're not allowing that individual to mature. You know, they're taking care of it for them. But, yeah, with regards to, you know, bad things happening, I mean, I learned that as well a while back, that you need to just stop and say, okay, what's God trying to teach me, or what am I supposed to be learning from this? It's not a bad situation. It's just what it is, and God wants you to mature by being able to go through it and see what His plan is. Again, we're too much emphasis on ourselves, I think, is the main problem.
Mike, I want to jump in there and talk about, you know, I have a problem, and a lot of us have always been taught that, you know, if you're a hard trier, then everything's going to work out. So everybody would agree with what you're saying there, but I've seen situations where officials, USTA people will jump in, and they play, and it doesn't count for anything. And I just gave a talk a couple weeks ago about it's not trying hard. It's about competing with your whole heart and your whole soul. And if you compete, it hurts when you lose, and it feels good when you win. But we don't want to get the misinformation that it doesn't matter how you do, just be a nice person, kumbaya, let's all, you know, just hang out and stuff, you know. So you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's about your attitude. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's not the circumstances, it's your attitude with regards to those circumstances.
Right, and we just had another caller get on the line. I think we lost Waldron here. But area code 719, are you on the line there?
I am, there, Coach Creasy.
Who is this, Coach?
This is Kim Gidley.
Coach Gidley. This is a great treat. Guys, this is Coach Kim Gidley. She is the women's coach at Air Force Academy. And the whole show a week ago was about Air Force tennis and all that Kim goes through. And, Kim, thank you. And I know you've got – you sent me an email yesterday. Would you mind just talking real quick about that one thing about competing, about how they fight so hard? They compete at the Air Force Academy. They just don't have participation stuff going on there. Could you – and then you got other coaches jump in there. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, I think right now, you know, there's no price for anything that you have to get. Everything's for free. And at the academy, you know, in today's society, even in the educational system, well, everybody can get an A. And at the academy, we have a bell curve, and only 15% can get an A. And even to get an A, that's not a – I mean, you could be the number one student in your class and have the best grades and still not get an A. You might get an A-minus. So an A is deserved. It's earned. And I think in today's society, you know, nothing in the world is for free, and the prize has to be worth the price. And we don't make people earn things. And so that's the difference of, hey, let's give it to you as opposed to earn it. And when only a few people can get it, you have to earn everything that you get on a daily basis. And we have to do that also in our – we have a GPA, we have a military performance average. We're rated 1 through 1,000. So you're either first or you're dead last or somewhere in between, but you know where you're at. And if you don't want to be there, you have to work harder. And we don't do that today. Everybody can get the same grade. Everybody can get 100. And that's not how the real world is.
Well, I love it because
that's not how the real world is.
Most of you know, I don't want to get too controversial. We're here for the reason of counting our blessings today. But and Coach Gidley, thanks for coming on. And you, everybody, her show was last week. If you'll go to my website and or go to your iTunes app on your iPhones, you can get all of the shows on the UR Tennis Network. But I think we had another caller come on here today. Let's see, is area code 719, Kim. Area code 931, Coach Knight.
Who is that guy?
Who's this? 931. This must be Coach Ed Dixon.
I just got my check today, Chuck.
Okay, Coach. Coach Ed Dixon coached at Purdue, coached at West Virginia, coached at Austin Peay, and now you just got what check? Tell Coach Higgins this; he'll get a good kick out of it because he's on the line. What'd you get?
Well, I got my first Social Security check today. Thank you, Obama.
Well, you're one of those people now that over 100 million that are 149 million that are getting checks from the government now. Now, is that what you're saying?
Well, I reckon I am, Chuck, but I'm going to get a check from you too here pretty soon.
Well, listen, we thank you because you will be coming down and helping with our competition camp here at the Citadel. But, Coach Dixon, we're on today to talk about our blessings. And other coaches want to jump in there. I'd just sort of like to have you all talk. Go ahead, Coach Dixon. Talk about your blessings from tennis and things.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm having the perfect morning. I've been out in the woods clearing off a path that my old dog can get around in, around the house. And I've kind of let things grow up when I was gone for those 2.5 years driving a truck. But it's just a perfect brisk morning out here. So I'm first thing I'm blessed about is be able to do that and be old enough to get a check. That's pretty good.
Coach Higgins just said, Ed, you'll love this. Coach Higgins, what was the two V's of your blessings? What were they, Coach Higgins?
Oh, well, gosh, I didn't know it was going to go that viral, but I always like to come up with just little acronyms to help me remember what I'm going to say, particularly in my Sunday school lesson and things. But I've come up with two V's. I'm vertical and I'm ventilating. You know, so gosh, as you think about that, there's a little depth there because I'm walking around. Not as brisk as I used to, but I'm ventilating. You know, I'm breathing. You know, and gosh, I've seen people in those nursing homes that just aren't doing either one, you know, particularly well. So I'm gracious for that individually. Of course, I'm gracious for just living in this country and experiencing the freedoms we have. And so good golly, you know, if we just, everybody just kind of needs to think and pause just for a few minutes. Just take stock, take inventory.
Coach Gidley, out there with your young ladies and all that you're doing, any special blessings that you want to talk about?
I'm just blessed to have a job and to, you know, this year with the government shutdown and things like that, and the kids that are appreciative, you know, that when they say thank you and you get to go to work and you love it every day and you get to work with young people like that.
Coach Slezak. Coach Slezak, are you there? Okay. Guys, what we'd like to do here, I guess suggestions, I don't know, as we've counted our blessings, all of us have sort of so many things. I mean, Mike Springermeyer said it's his 47th year of making his living with tennis. Coach Waldron's that way. Coach Higgins, you make your living. I've seen it. Now you're cooking turkeys today. What are you doing out there? Are you out there? How many turkeys will you cook today for people to church, Coach Higgins?
Somewhere in the vicinity of 30 to 33. You know, I'm not there currently, but I will be. You know, I'm not making a living doing it, but. It's kind of a charitable contribution for things. And, of course, it makes you appreciate, you know, just being able to do that for somebody else. You know, we're doing it for a Backpack Buddies, which we supply school supplies for underprivileged kids, you know. And so it just makes you appreciate just being able to do some things.
Yeah.
And I like what Mike said about that, you know, about our tennis kids. They've got to look outward. You know, they can't realize, you know, that the world turns around them. You know, we've got to get them off that, you know, and I agree with that. And the coaches, sometimes, whether we want to admit it, sometimes coaches think that same thing. But, again, coaching has got a way of bringing you down to earth real, real quickly. You know, so you just need to, we all need to just take stock of what we have.
Coach Dixon, anything, counting your blessings today?
Yeah, just a few more things, Chuck. I just felt incredibly lucky.
Are you in the background? Can you hear me, Michael?
Somehow I go from a small town in Ohio and get a phone call from Harry Hoffman. Of course, that's the same summer I met you. And it just created a whole life path for me. And just think, if Dad hadn't been home to answer the phone, none of this would have happened. So
Tell that real quick in 30 seconds or more. I've got this one other call. I want to get this other person on the line. Talk about that story about your dad and things real quick.
Yeah, I was at the park playing basketball. It was Halton College in between my sophomore and junior years. I was at the park playing basketball, which we did every night in the summer. And Dad came by the park and said, Ed, get home. You may have a summer job. He's going to call back in about 20 minutes. So I got on my bike and ran home. And it was Mr. Hotman on the phone, and I thought it was my college roommate playing a joke on me. And I heard the Australian accent, and I said, oh, come on, Fry, I know it's you. And Mr. Hotman said, excuse me? And then I realized it really was a fellow from Australia. I didn't really know who Mr. Hotman was. And he asked me if I'd be interested in working in his tennis camp that summer. Of course, it took me about 5 seconds to say yes. And he said, there'll be a ticket waiting for you at the airport in Chicago. And so I got to Chicago and went on out and met Chuck that first morning at breakfast. And you did.
I made $70 a week. You made $100 a week, and I've been mad ever since. You know, that was a lot of money.
Well, you remember that. I don't remember that much money.
I remember, man. I remember this slick guy with blonde hair coming in from Ohio and making the big money there. That made me – I was coveting my neighbor's goods big time there. I'm going to ask area code 678. Is this Rich Ray's? Area code 678.
This is not Richard Reyes. This is J.P. Weber, Coach Chris.
J.P. Weber. Okay, I thought it was Rich Reyes. He's always got things going on.
Coach, on the line with me right now, it just so happens, we got a young coach, you may remember him. His name is Michael Jessup in California.
Michael.
He played at Pepperdine, I believe. Is that right, Michael?
I remember Michael.
Right.
Hey, Michael, it's good to have you on the third-party line here. We're counting our blessings, guys. We're counting our blessings today on the show. Could you guys talk about your blessings from tennis during this Thanksgiving season? We've got about 8 coaches on the line right now.
Well, I'd like Michael to talk about, how he's got the freedom to do what he's doing. We live in a great country here, Coach. I love your show, and I love all the coaches that are on there. Michael's got a new thing that he started, Coach, and it all dovetails right into to Thanksgiving and being thankful for the freedoms we have.
Michael, can you talk about it real quick?
Yeah, so we've got a new organization called Penn Tennis that just started up, so it's regular balls, regular courts for 10 and unders to compete on. And so we have two main focuses. One is to give these kids a platform and a place to compete, regular balls, regular court. And the other one is, a lot of the tournaments in the United States now are run pretty poorly. And what we're trying to do is bring back, the great hospitality, making players and parents feel welcome at tournaments. And we kind of feel like, how can we ask our youngsters to, compete with excellence and great sportsmanship when half the tournaments don't put their heart into running these tournaments? So, that's our mission, is to run great tournaments with regular balls and regular courts.
Michael, how can people get more information on what you're doing? Because we need that entrepreneurial spirit again out there. How can they get a hold of you or your website or something?
You can follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/10, the number 10, then tennis, and or on the website, www.10tennis.org.
Okay,
10
tennis. Go through that again. www.10, the number 10.
Tennis.org.
10 tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S, like 10 and under tennis, but 10 yours is called 10 tennis. .org? .org. Okay, Michael Jessup, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have our inaugural event coming up at Stanford University December 7th and 8th. Big event. We've got training grants, up to $2,000 worth of training grants we're giving out, as well as the 2 sportsmanship award winners, 1 boy and 1 girl, will be winning a trip to Disneyland. Now, courtesy of the Callahan family, Michael Callahan the late Michael Callahan was one of the Australian players, and his daughter and his memory, you know, is sponsoring yearly the Sportsmanship Award to Disneyland. So it's pretty cool to be able to make the Sportsmanship Award a huge piece of the circuit.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. And listen, Michael, when we hang up, maybe JP will give you my number. I'd love to have you on for a whole show one week and talk about the 10 tennis concept. And maybe we'll even get a debate with a USTA person on. And listen, I want to say this real quick, that the people, we've got great people working at the USTA. We've got great people trying to do a good job. We're all trying to make American tennis the best. But the problem with bureaucracies, guys, it's sort of like a building that you build in the 60s or 70s, and then you start adding rooms on, and then you got to even just try to find a screwdriver. You got to walk through 13 bathrooms, 4 bedrooms, and it just breaks down because of bureaucratic influence. We need freedom. Freedom more than anything. Coaches, we got a few minutes here. Any quick things anybody wants?
Coach, can I? Just JP,
yeah, go ahead,
can I
JP.
Say something?
Yep, sure.
You mentioned that. Yesterday I had a meeting with one of the top Southern guys, top Georgia guys, and another guy talking about some of my different concerns. And close to 4 hours of meetings. At the end of the meeting, and you mentioned bureaucracy, at the end of the meeting, they were thinking of other rules they could put into place to fix the rules that they can't fix with now. So their mindset is not toward, you know, freedom. It's not toward entrepreneurship. And I think it's great, you know, Michael, and I think it's great, all these different coaches and the different things that we're trying to do. That's what will get tennis back. USTA's hurting, Coach. They're down across the country in terms of numbers. They need to tap into that freedom and entrepreneurial spirit and get back to that. And I believe if they do that, they can be thankful, too.
We encourage you always to stand up, speak out. It's our duty. If you address issues, not people, stay professional, address issues, not people. No man can, no woman can find fault. You can do whatever you want as long as you stand up, speak out, address issues, not people. And I like the way that you did that. We won't ever say negative about people on this show, and we'll address issues. Anybody else, Sarah? Any quick closing thoughts here in a few minutes?
Hey, Chuck. This is Chuck Walton.
Yep. Okay.
I want to let everybody know that we need to send our prayers out to Rob Thompson. Rob in South Carolina in Greenville had a bad automobile accident a while back, and he's had some brain damage in the accident, and he's also had some body parts that are having trouble too. So if all of y'all could expand that out and get some prayers out for Rob. He's a great teaching pro, and he's done a lot of wonderful things in our state as well as being a great player growing up in our state.
We really, really appreciate that one. Really, really appreciate that. Anything else? Coach Higgins, Coach Dixon.
Hey, Coach, what's up, man? Ryan Young. Yeah,
Coach, that's great. Yeah. Coach Slezak, any quick thoughts?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, hey, this is Ryan Young.
Ryan Young, we got you on there for a few minutes. Yeah, counting your blessings one by one today. What can you help us with?
I'm sitting here with my mother, Chuck, on Pro of the Year, and we're grateful for the tennis that's been to our family. You know, it's always been a vehicle that brought us together, and we've been able to enjoy through all these years, and provided jobs and lots of fun times with family together. You know, like Chuck Waldron relationship, man. It's great to hear your voice, Coach Waldron. Got to meet some awesome people for this awesome game, this wonderful game of tennis, and including you, Coach, and teammates.
Well, thanks.
Brothers.
We'll be on opposite sides of the coin this weekend as the, what is it, the Gamecocks. There's got a big football
That's
game
right.
this weekend, and I had to go against my Tigers last week with the Citadel, but they got the Gamecocks this weekend, but Ryan Young, thank you for that, and guys,
yeah.
we thank you.
Made in America, born in a heartland, raised up a family, a King James and Uncle Sam. He got the red, white, blue, fine high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. America. Made in America. Made in America.
And this is Coach Chuck Creasy reminding you that you're in the process of winning or losing every day of your life, and it has very little to do with a win or with a loss. And I would like to thank all of the coaches on here today for coming on and sharing the blessings that you have had and we all have through this great game of tennis. Have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. And this is Chuck Creasy with American Tennis, and we'll talk to you again next week. God bless you and your families.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.